Well, he just mentioned how the trade war with China is making decisions more difficult for farmers this year. Let's take a closer look at the impact of tariffs on tobacco, sweet potato, and soybean farmers in North Carolina. Jeff Tiberi of member station WUNC reports.
First, there was Hurricane Matthew, then Florence, now tariffs.
You know, farmers are, we've got to be optimists.
There was a subtle intensity about Jeff Tyson. Thick forearms, blue jeans brushed in dirt, a brushy auburn beard, and reflective sunglasses, hiding much of his face.
It's not fun right now, because, you know, no matter what you do, it's going to be very hard to make ends meet.
Tyson grows nearly 6,000 acres of tobacco, sweet potatoes, cotton, cucumbers, peanuts, and soybeans on farms scattered across eastern North Carolina. More than a third of his acreage is dedicated to soybean. Tyson supports President Trump's mission to improve trade deals in other industries, but acknowledged his land has amounted to collateral damage.
I feel like as a country as a whole, it's probably something that needed to be done, but it seems like a lot of the burden's fallen, coming all the way to the bottom of the hill. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, we're at the bottom.
Tyson says he's going to take a hit on soybeans this year. The cost to plant is now greater than the futures prices for the crop. The complex trade war has disrupted the import-export equilibrium of agriculture. Last year, in retaliation for U.S. trade policy changes, China hit soybeans with a 25% tariff. In recent months, the volume of soybeans going from the U.S. to Asia has plummeted, leaving the marketplace saturated. Owen Wagner is CEO of the North Carolina Soybean Producers Association.
You know, in a given year, typically 40% of the U.S. soybean crop is exported, and about half of that goes to China. So if you remove that market, if you remove that outlet, so to speak, you're going to have more and more stocks building up in the United States. And it, you know, from that point, it kind of works back to the basic law of supply and demand.
Adding to the supply boom is Brazil, which ratcheted its soybean production way up in recent years. Climate change factors are also at play. David Lewis, a Republican currently serving in the North Carolina State Legislature, is also a farmer. He has about 1,500 acres of soybeans this year, and believes this price drop was coming, regardless of tariffs.
I just think what we're seeing, at least as far as it comes to soybeans, is more just an overall price correction from really a supercharged inflationary price that was being paid back during the ethanol craze a few years ago.
More soybeans are grown here than in any other southeastern state. Most go to feed hogs, helping to fatten up another agriculture industry. But as Lewis alluded to, another use is biofuel. In 2011, the Obama administration banned the sale of E15 during the summer because it contributes to additional smog. The Trump administration recently lifted that ban, hoping to help some soybean and corn farmers. It was a bit of good news for soybean farmers, but with hurricane season underway, the next challenge is never too far away. For farmer Jeff Tyson, it means a perpetual exhaustion, but...
No more than usual. A couple of months of 16-hour days, you start feeling that way anyway, even in good years. So, no real change.
For Here and Now, I'm Jeff Tiberi.